The Press Pass on WKXL is presented by the Prescription Center, where the health of you and your family comes first. Check out either of their two locations, one at the Concord Hospital campus, the other 125 North Main Street. The Prescription Center will also deliver your prescriptions to you free of charge. That's the Prescription Center, where the health of you and your family comes first.
This is the Press Pass with Chris Ryan.
This is where you hear unique conversations with the best athletes, coaches, and general managers in sports.
I think you appreciate each and every one. Each and every one is special in their own way. And
I play with two guys that they were on top of their game on a nightly basis, and people get spoiled. You know, they so Manny, they so David, so they start taking people for granted.
Opportunity for me. And I know I need to help my team out, so you know, the better I play, the better it'll be for us.
I think it's one of the most important things is focus and consistency.
Doesn't get any better than this weekend. Patriots and Bills battle for AFC East supremacy. I am Chris Ryan. This is the Press Pass. Patriots coming off a really disappointing 27-17 loss to the Indianapolis Colts, where Bill Belichick gripped himself, the assistant coaches, and the players, and was just about as curt as usual with the media. Even apologized, though, to the media after on Monday in his Zoom availability. We're going to hear from Bill in just a little bit, but Patriots at 9-5, Bills at 8-6, battling for the top spot in the AFC. Some weather may be at play on Sunday. It's going to be a great day of football down in Foxborough. I talked to the head coach of the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick.
But the obvious preface that you preferred to win that game and find a way to win on Saturday night, are there any benefits to the type of a reset that a loss like that provides a football team?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens this week. Again, we usually don't focus too much on what happened the week before, good or bad. After we get through it and correct it and talk about it, we focus on the game that's coming up and try to prepare the best that we can for it. So, you know, I don't think living in the past and worrying about last week's game all week and all the psychological effects and a bunch of other garbage. Like, I don't think that really has anything to do with the Buffalo game. Either we're going to prepare well and perform well and execute well in the game and make good decisions, coaches and players and all that, or, well, we're not. I don't really know what last week or 2 weeks ago or some game in, you know, 2006 had to do with it. I don't think any of that has a lot of bearing on it. It shouldn't. I mean, maybe if team's not prepared to handle it, it would. I don't think it should. I don't know why it should.
That was going to be my next question. Like, the guys have talked about having a 2-4 mindset during the winning streak. And do you sense that you deviated from that type of a mindset collectively of being, you know, a little more desperate, focused, detail-oriented leading into that game? And could that provide, you know, opportunity to change the trajectory?
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully we'll have a good week of concentration and practice and execution and carry that through on Sunday. But
wanted to get your feeling on the evolution of Josh Allen from his rookie season to now, particularly when it comes to decision-making. What are you seeing from him in that sense?
Right, Chris, I think we talked about this the last time, about how much he's improved, and that's borne out in the numbers and watching him play as well, percentage of completions and production and so forth. So, you know, he's really hard to stop. He does a good job at everything, and he's continued to grow as a player, and you know, I think you see his leadership, his toughness, his physical ability, you know, all that. On a very consistent basis. I mean, he's the guy that makes them go, and he's become one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
There's a lot of excitement about your tight ends coming to this season and foundational years for both of them. In regard to Jonnu and Hunter, what have you liked about what you've seen from them? Have they met what you anticipated in regard to your expectations?
Yeah, well, the expectations were for them to, you know, come in and work hard and to do the best they could every day and improve and work into our offense, and they've done that. So, glad we have them. I think they're both good players, and they'll continue to improve, and we'll, based on game plan and weekly situation, they'll be a big part of what we do.
I was interested in how the coaches and the players react when they hear that from Belichick, the type of accountability that starts with him. We didn't coach well enough. We need to coach better. We need to play better. I talked with Josh McDaniels about that.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Good, Chris. How are you?
Good. The type of accountability that Bill has and asks of the coaching staff, when he says after the game, we need to coach better, I mean, how does that affect you specifically? And is that type of accountability top down, in your view, anyway, individualized to the Patriots, or as opposed to being kind of across the board?
Are you talking about like individualized to us relative to the league, or are you talking about what do you mean by that when you say individualized? I'm sorry.
Just kind of like coaching across the board. Do you feel like a lot of times coaches, will blame others as opposed to say, hey, it's me and everybody else downward?
I think that the way we do it and the way coach does it is exactly the way it should be done. He's right on he hit the nail on the head. When you play a game in our league and you put yourself in a hole like we did the other night, there's never one thing that is the sole responsibility for that situation being what it was. So whether it was something we did in the planning process, was it something we failed to coach or correct properly during the course of practice? There's something that we could have failed to execute properly during the course of the game. But, football is the greatest team sport in the world, in my opinion. And it takes a lot of people doing the right things all week long. And then again, for those 3 hours that you're playing the game, in order to have success. And so when you don't have success and when you play as poorly as we did, everybody is responsible for that. And so I always look at it and say, okay, clearly I didn't do a good enough job at what I was trying to get across to my group that I'm responsible for. And what do I need to do better next week? And how can I improve on the way that I help try to prepare us for the game? So he's 100% right. We didn't do a good enough job. I didn't do a good enough job offensively, clearly, to score no points in the first three quarters. I mean, it's really hard to win in our league doing that. So I appreciate the accountability and the way he holds us accountable to our responsibilities and our job. And personally, I need to do better, and I will this week.
For Mac Jones, there have been the highs and the lows and the lulls of a rookie season. I talked with the Patriots quarterback about that.
Hey, Mac, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You kind of along the lines of what Mike was talking about, every player kind of tries to achieve that level of consistency from a mental standpoint. Is that something that you find, easy to do? Because it seems like from your on-field persona that there is that levelness. But is it difficult, particularly as a rookie, to stay away from riding the highs or the lows and trying to compensate in any way?
I just try to control what I can control, and that's trying to be the best quarterback I can be. And everyone in this building is trying to be the best player and person that they can be. So it's a great culture, and I've learned from the older people that whatever you put into it is what you're going to get out from it. So just doing that every day, and then when the game comes, you feel prepared for the game mentally and physically.
One of the many dramatic aspects of this Bills game against the Patriots is going to be how Sean McDermott is received after the Bills head coach said it wasn't Bill Belichick who beat the Bills in that wind-filled Monday Night Football game, basically the Bills that beat themselves, but said he said it in that, let's not give too much credit to Bill Belichick here. I mentioned that a couple times. I talked with him about those comments.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good. As you'd expect, your post-game comments created a lot of attention here in New England in regard to Bill Belichick. And I was just interested in, upon reflection upon those, it seemed like the intent was that you guys beat yourselves. But what was the your overall feeling on those comments and your take on it post.
Yeah, Chris, 100% of what we, where we fell short, what we could have done better, 100% that. And that's really it. I mean, 100% respect for Coach Belichick. And it was really just focused on us. And that was the end.
Devin McCourty, one of the captains of this team, three-time Super Bowl champion, the guy who, you know, I always look to get a feel for what's going on with the New England Patriots. Here is Devin McCourty.
Hey, Dev, how are you?
What's up, Chris?
Just wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, what you've seen in the Buffalo offense over the last couple of weeks, and even particularly in your game with the way that Josh Allen performed in those conditions and how he battled down the stretch of that game trying to make things happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising. I'm one of the best offenses in football. And I think one of the hard things about this offense with Josh Allen and with Daves as the OC is they have a lot of offense. Like you turn on, you know, every game this season, it doesn't always play out the same. You know, it's not going to be heavy running. It's not going to be all deep throws. It's not going to be all short throws. It's not going to be all quarterback under center condensed. It's not going to be all quarterback in the gun RPO. Like, they have so many different ways that they can beat you. It's going to be Diggs. It's going to be Knox. It's going to be Emmanuel Sanders. This week it won't be Beasley, but it could be Gabriel Davis, who's had, you know, I think a touchdown in all of their last three games and a lot of red area targets. So, like, you just don't know. You know, it could be Breida playing running back. It could be Singletary taking a buck. Like, you don't know how they're going to attack you. They do a great job game planning on what you do well, how you play defense, and trying to attack whatever they think is their best way to win. I think that's what puts a lot of pressure on the offense. And you pair that with a quarterback like Josh Allen that can throw the ball down the field, but also, like you saw in the Tampa game in the second half, he can decide, like, hey, we're going to run some QB run plays. If you play coverage and everyone has their back to me, I'm going to take off and run and get what's out there. So it's a lot of different challenges. And I think Josh Allen has learned through his short career of, like, hey, I'm going to find a way to win a game, however that looks. And you see him doing that. And I thought the Tampa game was one of the key things. It didn't go well for them in the first half. In the second half, they just got rolling. The next thing you know, they're a few plays away from winning that game.
And just briefly, Dante Hightower being back this year, this team has wanted to make its mark as a physical defense. What has he meant in that realm? And also, what's the relationship like between you guys in calling out, you know, the offense kind of being the quarterback of the defense and both of you two guys in the middle of the field?
Yeah, man, I would say first it's been awesome for me to have him back. Obviously, we played a lot of football together over the years. And I would say, starting with your second question, communication is just so much easier, you know, between him, myself, Bentley, KV, Jamie, like any of those guys that, you know, when we're in there, we all know how each other think. We know how we want to play defense. So if it's getting in and out of calls, if it's audibles and adjustments, like, we know what we're doing. They trust me to take care of the coverage, and I trust them to take care of the front. So it's been great. And I think High brings physicality. I mean, his nickname is Boom for a reason. Playing downhill, hitting people. I think it's who he is. And I think when he brings that, it changes our whole defense. And obviously it goes without saying how much of an impact he's had this year, just being back in the building before even stepping out on the field.
It's been great to have Dante Hightower back, as we talked about there with McCourty. Here's Hightower himself.
Hey, Dante, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Chris?
Good. Obviously, you know, there's that energy and intensity and focus for each game. But, you know, a game like this in late December, knowing, you know, the fans are going to be there, they'll be revved up. What's this like for you, particularly after, you know, opting out last year?
You mean, like, what do you mean by what's it?
Well, obviously you missed last year. You're away from the game. Maybe you got some time to think about, you know, what the game meant, et cetera. And to have this type of an atmosphere, the team to be in the position that they are, what does that mean to you?
A lot. man, just like you said, I had to opt out last year, you know, sitting at home watching it. I'm sure, you know, if you ask any other athlete or whatever, regardless of the sport they played in, you know, if they've ever had a year or retired off, you know, you kind of sit at home and you're watching the game, like, I would do this, I would do that. And, you know, it feels good to be able to come back and be on the field and play and be a part of something, you know, bigger than you know, just, you know, changing diapers at home. But, you know, this year's been great for me. I've enjoyed all of it. You know, for us to be in the situation that we're in, you know, that's even better. But, you know, all those things, we're in the situation because of, you know, the process and how hard we've worked to get here. So I'm just loving it, man. I'm enjoying it. Again, you know, I enjoyed my time at home last year, but this has been, you know, some of the most exciting parts of, you know, my life, really, you know, just being away from everything. So, you know, I'm just enjoying it and just trying to push forward and, you know, bring these young guys with me.
And from a physical and also a mental, you know, perspective, were you interested to see like how you were going to respond and whether it's going to be a good year, you know, coming back from a physical perspective to get some time away, let you, allow your body to heal, and also kind of what it would, whether you'd be able to regain, you know, that spot where you were a dominant player?
Yeah, you know, I guess thinking that, you know, that time off, could I tell you if it helped me or hurt me right now? Absolutely not. I couldn't tell you because it's a long season and stuff, but I don't know. I enjoyed it. Am I sore now? Yeah. Do I feel like I've played like I did before I got off, before I took the opt out? I can't say that. I definitely feel like I've gotten better each week. I definitely feel like my presence and my mentality of being a physical downhill linebacker, that's something that I pride myself on. And I feel like that's something that, you know, each week that I've done. But, you know, still just keep pushing myself to get better each week.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Finally, Patriots center David Andrews on what's at stake this weekend against the Bills.
Hey, David, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Chris.
What's the vibe like going into a game like this, considering last year, the way the team, you know, ended up, the no fans, and this Sunday playing a meaningful game that has this type of a, obviously they're all meaningful, but this type of a game that has that big time feel to it. What's that like for you going into this one?
I think we know what we have to do to try to have the best success on Sunday. And it starts this week and the things we've done already this week. Obviously got, you know, a few more days here to close out today, tomorrow, you know, and Saturday, you know, so it's just about how much you prepare. It's going to be a great environment. It's going to be a great football game. I think if you love football, this is going to be a great place to be. So, you know, this is what, like I said, you play the game for games like these and have the opportunities to be in games like these. So, you know, we just have to do a great week preparing and finishing up the week preparing.
And how did, you know, the comment from Mac hit you and some of the other guys last week about the type of preparation and practice? You didn't feel like he was ready? Not at all?
I mean, he spoke the truth. We didn't have a great week of practice. So that just wasn't what it was. Our preparation wasn't what it, you know, needed to be at for different reasons. And, you know, but, I mean, that was the truth.
Sweet. Thanks.
Yep.
For the Bruins, they have been shut down, the NHL shut down as a whole, as the Omicron variant has taken hold. And the NFL and the NHL have gone in different directions where the NFL has said, we're not going to test vaccinated players who are not symptomatic. The NHL went in a different direction. As a result of that, the league shut down, and they're also not going to the Olympics. The year has been a bit of a struggle for David Pastrnak. He has created opportunities but hasn't found the net. I talked with Pasta.
Your level of frustration at this point, just overall, not to be, you know, out there on the ice, and everybody got vaccinated, and the hope and expectation was there's not going to be any, you know, stoppage as a result of that. So just your thought on kind of where things are at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, how I said, we've been living this for a past couple of years, so I guess your level of frustration kind of builds up, you know, in this past couple of years. It might be a little different than 2 years ago. So I'm kind of, you know, it's just, it is what it is. It happened, you know, and hopefully we get through this Christmas holidays, and when we come back, everything's going to be fine and get it rolling. And how I said, it's sad. I mean, it's frustrating and sad, but at the same time, as I said, it's been like this for a couple of years. So, you know, you just going back to a little quarantine and try to stay in the shape by yourself, by your own, and just can't wait to get back to the guys and you know, have some skates, practices, and hopefully play some games.
And just when you look at your year to date, you know, what do you see, and how do you kind of use this time period as a reset mentally and physically to, you know, to come back in a good place?
I think it's yeah, I would definitely think it's a good reset for me, you know. Definitely get my things off of hockey a little bit, and especially my family came here, you know, and I've been looking forward to them. They haven't been here for 2.5 years, so my brother, my mom, and my friend are here. So, and I've been a lot of stressing if they be able to come to the country. So I'm really happy they're here. So it's great, you know, have some family time and how I said, take my things off hockey. Definitely, I can tell I definitely needed it.
Thanks, Basta. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Also talked with Charlie McAvoy.
Hey, Charlie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Just want to get your thoughts on, you know, where things are at right now in regard to the league and COVID. Like, is there frustration that you guys are not out there on the ice? You taking in the break, as you mentioned, you know, before? And what is your thoughts on where we are now and, you know, the potential for future stoppages, et cetera?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I mean, my frustration is just with the new, there, you know, obviously the news of the Olympics. So in my mind, it's hindsight, right? What could we have done if we weren't testing and less guys were symptomatic or whatever it may be, if there were different rules and regulations, like, could we have prevented this event, you know, this circumstance, which would have led us to still get to February, get to the finish line there, and you know, give us the opportunity, you know, if called to go over there. And that's really my only frustration. But I mean, there's people, you know, at the top who are in a, you know, higher position or much smarter than me who make these decisions. So, you know, I know they're looking out for what's best for our game, the integrity of the NHL, and, you know, how we're going to put a good product out there. So it is what it is. That's it.
Yeah, I just want to ask you too about the workload, obviously, over the last couple of years. And that's something you welcome and you obviously enjoy playing you know, as much as possible. What's been your sense on, you know, how you kind of manage the time on the ice so you can maximize your performance, so to speak, where, you know, you find that niche where you can take it to, you know, the next level despite playing heavy minutes?
Yeah, I mean, I always, you know, kind of take that on and stride, and it allows me to get into a rhythm of the game, or, you know, when I'm playing at a certain amount of minutes a period or something like that, or we're able to kind of, you know, not only get into the flow, but you know, oftentimes I feel like I'm able to control the flow of the game. You know, and I do invite that. You know, I think it's something that, you know, I most certainly want to do for the team. I think it's something that, you know, our coaches look at, you know, where they say, you know, you can't give them, you know, this much or that much. Some nights you can, because, you know, you have rest after. But in the second half here, it's going to be something we're going to be looking at, because we're going to play every other day for what feels like 3 months. So, you know, there's going to be times when you have to allocate properly. There is a, you know, you obviously got to get into the playoffs, but you want to get there standing, and you want to get there feeling, you know, like you have a lot more to give. So, you know, looking at our schedule and what we're up against, it's a lot of the second half is going to be about trying to stay fresh and how we're going to do that, while also, you know, making sure we're getting results.
We'll conclude this show today by talking a little about Christmas with Bill Belichick.
Merry Christmas, Bill.
Thanks, Chris. You too.
Growing up, was there a particular, you know, Christmas present, Christmas moment that stands out to you?
There was a lot of them. Yeah, every year was special, so it'd be hard to, you know, I spent most of them with my grandparents, and that was good, because we saw them once a year, and so that was always good. My cousins, grandparents, aunts, uncles, stuff like that. So Yeah, those are good. And then, you know, as the kids grew up, each of those was special too, you know, when they came down and saw that Santa had been there and left things for him under the tree, like they were, yeah. So it's a special day.
This is the Press Pass. I am Chris Ryan. Well, as we mentioned, the first segment and featured Devin McCourty and Dante Hightower back as leaders for this Patriots team. Of course, Dev was there last year, but Dante opted out because of the COVID environment. And having him back and teaming with McCourty as really the captains of this defense has been really beneficial for the team this year. I talked with Patriots head coach Bill Belichick about that.
The continuity that you've seen this year between Devin and Dante, what is that meant to have those two guys back in the positions that they're in this season, regard to, you know, calling out plays, etc.?
Yeah, they've done a great job for us, both on and off the field. They give us a lot of leadership and decision-making, communication, recognition, awareness on the field and off the field. They're great professionals. They know how to work. They know what it takes to win. They help get us on track. They can keep some guys from going off the tracks. And they know what's important. And a lot of times players and coaches and teams, you get caught up in things that, they're 1% of the game and you skip over something that's 80% of the game. And they do a good job of bringing things into focus on whether it's fundamentals or communication or techniques and so forth. They're very obviously respected and looked up to by not only all their teammates, but all the people in the organization. And very fortunate to have both those guys. They both had great careers here, and their careers have gone fairly parallel. They've been together for a long time and, gained a lot of confidence and trust and with each other and working with each other and can play well and communicate well off each other in critical situations or situations where we have to make adjustments. And as I said, with the linemen, they've been through it before. They can, they have a level of anticipation and confidence in their teammates. It's been earned over, a lot of plays and multiple years together. So they've done a great job for us. Whatever I'd say would be understated.
So look ahead to this game between the Patriots and the Bills. And of course, when you talk about the Bills, Josh Allen's the first person to come to mind. His growth from year one to year three has been pretty remarkable. Here is Jalen Mills, Patriots cornerback, on that.
Hey, Jalen, how are you?
How you doing, man? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. On Josh Allen, just how difficult is it to have a quarterback that has the ability to throw and run the way that Josh does? And from your perspective, trying to stay on a guy and cover a guy.
Yeah. For one, he's a guy who, if not, has one of the biggest arms in his league. We all know that. And then when you're talking about the aspect of running the ball, he is athletic when he runs the ball. When covering these guys down the field, you have to know, even when he is scrambling, he can make that last minute throw right at the line of scrimmage where he's flinging it down the field 60, 65 yards. So us guys in the secondary, the word plaster, coach always talks about plaster. We got to make sure we stay on our guys and, whoever has the quarterback, whether it's the D-line, the linebacker, or if somebody's on them, we just got to let them do their job and trust they're gonna get the quarterback on the ground and us in the back end, take care of those receivers down the field because he can't throw it down there on the run.
Where does he kind of rank, if you will, in that realm? Obviously, there's a lot of guys that can do that type of a thing, but is he right up there with just about anybody?
Yeah, I would say so. Like I said, with his ability to be able to throw on a run as deep as he can when he's sitting still in the pocket is definitely special.
The Patriots, of course, coming off a 27-17 loss to the Colts in a game they trailed 20-0. Of course, they battled back, made it 22-17 before Jonathan Taylor was able to rip through the Patriots defense and cap the win with that long touchdown run. And the Patriots, were humbled by that. And Jamie Collins talked about that earlier this week. Here's the Patriots linebacker.
Yeah, that's always a thing that's out there, just to get the bad taste out of your mouth, But sometimes you feel like, sometimes we need that, sometimes, You need that humble pie, you know what I'm saying? You need that setback, you know, just to, you know, keep you honest. You know what I mean? They say you need certain stuff to keep you honest, you know, and that's what it was. And like you said, it is what it is. You know, we very patient. We're going to wait on the next game. But, you know, we're not going to stop. You know, it's the next game.
All right, next question from Chris Ryan, followed by Mike Jerry.
Hey, Jamie, how are you?
What's going on?
I'm building off of Roche's question there. Do you feel that this team had kind of lost that 2-4 type of mentality and you were riding that 7-game winning streak a little bit too much and you needed kind of that dose of humble pie to set kind of have a correction, so to speak?
It could go both ways. I know me personally, man, you know, a record is just a record. You know, every game is big. Either win streak or losing streak, you know, it's just a wave that you can't ride, you know, because it's always up and down. It's not consistent. So in order to be successful in this league, man, you got to be consistent. And, you know, the records don't mean anything, man. That's how I look at it. You know, a lot of guys in here looks at it like that as well. And we never going to stop working hard. You know, we always work hard and we definitely, you know, going to continue to do that. You know, like I said, it was just one of those days that we just had.
Let's hear from Patriots defensive lineman Lawrence Guy on that.
Hey, Lawrence, hope all is well with you. Jamie talked about kind of eating some humble pie after that the game against Indianapolis. And I'm curious, you know, what kind of ate at you during that game? And what do you think are the biggest lessons that will make this team better coming from a game like that?
Like I said, we beat ourselves. And that's what we got to start with. Is how do we stop being ourselves? But the best thing we can learn from that is when you watch that film and we see each other play and we see the plays that we should have made, the plays that we could have made, or the technique that we got the ball on, that's something you have to go into practice and like, I need to do better at this. Then that's going into practice, watching the film, like, hey, we need to do better at this aspect and this aspect. How are we going to continue to do it and keep on that growth? If you don't have growth in this league, then you're going to stay the same or you're going to start declining. And right now, we have to grow every single day, every single practice. And I feel like today was a growth day for us. Go out there, find out our corrections, understand what we need to do better, and continue to grow with it. And I think the best thing you said that Jamie said is humble pie, but the one thing you didn't hear is a whole bunch of finger pointing. You didn't hear like, oh, it's this person's fault, it's this person's fault. It's the team. The team dropped the ball, and as a team, we're going to get better. And that's what we got to do. And for the last 3 weeks, we got to get better every single day. And it starts with today, and it starts with recovery, and it starts with watching film, and it starts with doing the adjustments that we need to be done.
You mentioned growth. What are the biggest areas of growth you've seen in Josh Allen from year one now to year three?
Oh, you get to see it hands down. He was always a good player, but you can see the accuracy he has, the ability to reach coverage, the ability to audible. All around, he's just grown as a great player in the league, and in his shows. Every single play that he goes on the field, you can show how good he is as a player. And he continues to push himself. As I said, there is growth. And you can see from week one to this week right now, you can see how he has continued to better himself every single game that he's going in and having. So it's one of those things that, like, hey, we know who he is as a player, and we understand he's going to continue to push himself to be a better player every single down.
Brandon Bolden looks to play a key role for the Patriots. Ramondre Stevenson is out for the Patriots with a illness. He's now been placed on the COVID list as well. He had been out the whole week and had missed all of practice because of illness, now on the COVID list. Also, Nelson Aguilar in the concussion protocol is out as well at wide receiver. So we should see what role Brandon Bolden has in this game, both rushing the football and as a pass receiver out of the backfield.
Hey, Brandon. Jamie was talking about kind of eating some humble pie after, you know, that loss to Indianapolis, and you mentioned the need to move on. But is there something to kind of, you know, resetting things after a loss and kind of getting that feeling to fire up a group again, or is that overrated?
No, most definitely. I wouldn't say it's overrated because this is a team game and, you know, we all have to play for each other and be behind each other. So this is one of those to where everyone is going to have to look themselves in the eye and, you know, see what it's really there for and then look at your teammate and see
what they're there for and go out there and try to just execute better and play for that person. It is a bit of a restart, but this late into the season and how great we have been gelling throughout the season, this is one of those things that's kind of just need to go in and get a reflection check.
And Bill was talking the other day about the impact that you've had this year on special teams and also the offensive side had a ton of praise for you. Can you speak to what this year has meant to you in kind of stepping in for James White in that role and also what you continue to bring on special teams?
I've probably been saying this since my rookie year. I'm just excited to get out there and play football, whether if it's on offense or special teams. And even if they wanted me to go out there and play defense, I'd do that too with a smile on my face. It's just the fact that I just love ball and I like going out there. And with this team, this group of guys, it's easy to get up and go play for them. And not saying that it's been hard before, but this is one of those unique instances to where I'm essentially the new guy with me opting out last year, and these guys are all bought in and welcome me back and everything else. And, you know, they go out there for me, so I'm going to go out there for them. And, you know, just kind of want to build that camaraderie. And, like, I'm super proud of this team just from where we all started from when we all got back into where we are now.
And when things don't go well for the Patriots, we always hear Belichick post-game with the "we need to coach better, we need to play better" mantra. And, you know, I was always been interested in how that kind of makes its way to the assistant coaches on the team when they hear their guy taking first the blame on himself, not accountability, and then passing it along to others. We talked earlier with Josh McDaniel on that. Let's hear from Cam Akeward right now, who is Patriots special teams coach. Of course, block punt was a big part of the Colts getting out to an early lead.
Hey, Cam, how are you?
Good, Chris. How are we doing?
Good. A lot of times after games like that, we'll hear Bill talk a lot about we need to coach better and say it kind of on a continuous basis. How does that hit somebody? In your case, guys are putting so much work in. How does it hit you when Bill when Bill says that? Not about just you guys, but also himself.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime that you don't go out and you execute well enough, you got to look at yourself in the mirror. What did you do to make sure the guys were ready to go? What did you do to make sure the guys were practicing properly? What did you do to put the guys in a situation to execute? I think that's the biggest thing is, when guys go out there, they're doing what you're asking. They're trying to do everything you do. No one's going out there to deliberately make mistakes. So you got to look back at yourself as a coach and make sure you're doing everything and getting those guys ready to go. So I think it starts by looking yourself in the mirror and, hey, what did I do this week? What did I not do that I've normally done throughout this week, if there was a case of that? And just doing some self-reflection and saying, hey, I got to get these guys ready to go and making sure they're understanding what I'm coaching and understand they can execute. You got to put the guys in a position to make the plays and you got to put them in a position to be successful. And I think that's part of it. When you look back at it and you're talking about coaching and falls back on coaching, that's what it is. It's your job to make sure the guys can do their job.
This is the Press Pass. I'm Chris Ryan.